Ayala. There it is.
Would you ever use high yellow to apply to men?
I've never heard it used to apply.
It was always women.
Always women. But what? I'm trying to think of.
Mulatto?
Mulatto, certainly. And then, of course, there's mulatto. And that touches off a whole series. Mulatto, quadroon, octoroon, etc.
Were quadroon and octoroon used around here frequently, or were they pretty much imported terms?
I think those were pretty much imported terms. I don't recall them from my childhood at all, but I don't recall at what point I picked them up.
Learned them. Yeah, okay. Okay, now how would a black man, particularly in the old days, address somebody that he worked for?
Several ways. Probably Mr., followed by his name. And if it was a close relationship, it would be like the blacks I grew up with called me when they thought I came of age. And they determined this themselves. You can't tell them, now I want you to append Mr. before Briscoe's name, but they refer to me as Mr. Briscoe. My brother is Mr. Fuller, Miss Ann, Miss Fran. But then if the relationship is almost purely a working relationship and not a friendly relationship, then Captain is quite common.
What about Cap?
Mm-hmm.
What about white people working for maybe as laborers or something like that? Would they use the same forms?
No,
Not really.
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that in my experience, and my experience is kind of limited in this, that white laborer would refer to his boss perhaps by Mr. and his last name almost all the time.
But not Mr. and his first name?
No.
Okay. What about...
In a way, I think that says something about... There's an old saying is that the Southerner loves the black people but does not like them, while the people from other sections of the country like black people but do not love them.
Yeah.
And it is true. It's funny that my mother just had an interview with a political theorist who was traveling all over the country trying to get certain regional ideas.
She met him, huh?
I
heard about him. He's doing... He's doing the Tocqueville's route. Okay.
And she made the same kind of statement that it is true that there was a great deal of social injustice that took place in the South. Of course, it took place everywhere, except it is so much easier to blame the South because it was so much of a larger black population.
Mm-hmm.
But then they existed and. To some degree, as long as there are people like Julia around, a great deal of affection and love between the races. It is far, or it seems to be far less than it was because, well, social pressures, ideas, changing the zeitgeist, what have you.
Seems to be a great deal more segregation now, it seems to me. Real segregation in the sense that...
There was terrific segregation here, that there were black and white restrooms, black and white water fountains, there were black and white... of course, the obvious example section of the bus, and they had written, I believe it was, I've forgotten the exact words,